surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here this segment by Riley County Schools Superintendent Cliff Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And pinch hitting for Brady Burton this month is Marion Mazouk, who is the high school principal at Blue Valley High School. Thanks for being here.
You bet. No problem.
Brady, I think, decided to take a trip to Europe or something. Isn't that right?
Well, that's what he told me anyway. I haven't seen any pictures, but yeah, that's where he's supposed to be.
All right. Well, we'll give him a break. We'll give him a pass on this one here. But glad you guys could join us here. We're getting ready for the new school year. Just a few weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's that far. It's just the fun thing was yesterday, I was just kind of looking out the window, taking a mental break, and all of a sudden, here's the kids and the teachers. And so, you know, everybody's getting that feel. And then this weather feels like fall. It's almost like we ought to start football season right away.
I think we're less than 6 weeks away. Isn't that right, Dave Lewis?
38 days from football for K-State.
So who's counting?
I have the countdown.
38
I have the countdown.
Days. So, well, you got the shirt today. So
you know, it's I wear a lot of purple.
He does.
You know?
Good
and
color.
So does he.
That's right.
So, yeah. 38 days. When's your first football game?
We go after Labor Day. The Friday after Labor Day is our first game.
Okay, so that would be like the 7th?
Yeah.
6th or 7th?
6th or 7th.
The 6th.
The
6th.
Like. The 6th. Okay. So 38 plus 6 is you're 44 days away from kickoff.
So we can
for your football seasons.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Are you? Okay. All right.
We've had too much math on the radio show this morning.
I mean, we were talking about triangles and stuff, and how do you say that?
Isosceles.
Yeah. That came up for discussion like two times in 2 days. It's just like, I left that behind when I got my diploma, Chapman.
Well, I thought you needed to take that with you. I mean, is that what you're always told by
I have
teachers?
The diploma, yes. You know, and this is kind of funny. Here, just a few months ago, I used pi for the first time, I think, in my adult life.
We'll finish the story here now, Dave.
There's this big grain bin at Elmo, Kansas, and I was trying to determine the diameter from its circumference. Because I walked around and estimated it. And I used pi in order to do that, because I had to look up how to determine that. And they said, you have to use pi.
I'm glad you passed the test.
You know, it was an open book test.
Well, you're not supposed to tell anybody that one.
You know what? I have no shame, obviously. Obviously, you know.
Well, it is.
I'm glad you gave me the
world.
Opportunity to share how important education is at the high school level, of which I've retained little. Of course, I did well in English. I did well in English and music.
Well, everybody's got their talents, and we're glad they're all different because we need all these walks of life to make it all work together.
Don't we, though? Don't we, though?
We do.
All right. Commence.
Well, I'll let Cliff kind of start things off here. You've got enrollment coming up, right? Is that where you
we
want
do.
To start?
We've actually launched enrollment already, and we moved to an online process a few years ago and kind of did it out of an experiment as well as convenience for parents. And we have found they just love that. They go to our website and find all the forms. And our crew's done a wonderful job. I'd like to thank all of our administrative assistants, all the behind-the-scenes things they do to make that convenient for parents. And they can pay fees right online. And so our window is open already. It goes till August 13th. And then we have our more traditional enrollment where you do the face-to-face process on Thursday, August 1st from 4 to 7 in each of the buildings. And we see a lot of our new families show up to that. That way they can kind of get a tour of the building as well. And those are always exciting times. But we encourage people to try to get on that process early. It'll be one thing they can check off and get all their school supplies and those types of things. But we welcome people to enroll online or face-to-face.
And I know Marion's going to talk a little bit about that as well, right?
Yeah, our enrollment traditionally, we go Monday, this coming Monday, July 29th, we go from 4 to 7 p.m. at the district office, which is also our middle school there in Randolph. And then we're trying something this year. we want to go Tuesday, the next day, from 7 to 11 a.m. in the morning, trying to pick up people to get them before they go to work, if they want to stop by the office also at the Blue Valley District Office there in Randolph. And we can also, if parents want to get online, they can access the paperwork just at usd384.org, and they can get the paperwork started and bring it in and pay their fees also. So we're pretty traditional as far as like coming in face-to-face, and we've got for new students and for our preschool and all of that. So, yeah, we're going to start Monday and Tuesday, but like every small districts, we welcome walk-ins. They can come in when our secretaries are start August 1.
That's maybe a little more of a benefit as a smaller school, having that face-to-face interaction. It feels more like home.
Yeah, our counselor, Matt Schreiber, is there for, especially for our high school kids. If they want to change the schedule, look at it or whatever, we try to do that. But again, we have a lot of parents that do like to get online and get the paperwork started, especially if they've been in the district. You know, they have 3 or 4 kids in the same, you know, different buildings. They got the same paperwork going, so they can get that finished up. So we try to do best of both worlds here.
And when is the first day of classes for you guys?
We start – first day of school is Thursday, August 15th. We go all day. That's that including our preschool, pre-K-12. And then, of course, our teachers have to report that Monday the 12th. So we got 3 days with the teachers, and then we get started August 15th all day.
We have the same format except for at the high school. Only our freshmen come and or new students to the high school. We kind of do an orientation day. Kind of helps them have a little more relaxed setting. But we have the same timeline. We have new teachers coming in August 9th as well.
Is the school year, is just me, or does it seem like it's getting earlier and earlier every year?
It does seem to get earlier and earlier, and maybe that's just because the summer goes so fast, Brandon. I don't know. But, yeah, you just got to get after it. We were fortunate. We added a school day. We're up to 170 days this year, and so just trying to have more opportunities for kids to succeed.
All right. Well, I know there's some other things going on in your district here. I see for Riley County Schools, there's actually a board opening right now. Is that right?
We did. We had one individual resigned and has taken a different job. And so we are advertising for that position right now, and the deadline is through August 2nd. And it would be a temporary position, and just from August to January to fulfill that void there. And so we'd encourage people to go to our website and fill out the application. If you're interested in stepping in, it'd be a good opportunity to learn a little bit more about the school district. So we've had quite a bit of interest in it so far.
When do you plan to do interviews for that?
During our regular August board meeting on the 12th.
Okay.
So we hope to fill it then and just, I guess, throw them into the fire and say, let's get going.
Sure. All right. Well, that's good news. That seems like that's progressing well. What else is going on in your district right now, Cliff?
Well, we're just doing all of our preparations, you know, the behind-the-scenes things. We just wrapped up our budget, took that into Topeka, and had them take a look at it to see what they thought. And we're happy to say that our mill levy, the overall mill levy, is going to stay flat. That's always a nice thing to share with your patrons. We felt the big benefit of that was some of the new state aid that we're getting from the state of Kansas. We appreciate all the support there, and that helps. And we were able to give out a nice pay raise to our staff that are long overdue for them. We were also able to maintain all of our programs, as well as add a new at-risk teacher at our middle school. We had a high need in that area, and so we're pretty excited. I know Mary and I were talking before the show here that both of us are fortunate that we have all our teaching spots filled up. We see several messages that come across that several districts have lost some staff here just recently, and so we're both happy that all those jobs are filled.
Well, no question. How about as far as the budget there over in Blue Valley?
Oh, we're good. I mean, last year, of course, we passed a $4.1 million bond, and then we got new facilities that we needed. And thanks to the legislature, we were able to get some additional money this year that we negotiated, and our teachers have gotten a raise. And so, yeah, we feel like we're we kept our mill levy, you know, with the increase in the bond and everything. We were happy to get it all passed. And our patrons were very supportive of what they wanted to do. And so, yeah, we're excited about getting what we had done this last year and starting the school year with it all being finished and going into the buildings. It's nice.
You know, and you mentioned the teacher raises, Cliff, and I know my wife is a teaching aide here in the Manhattan-Ogden School District, and I know she's talked to some of her friends that didn't know they were getting a raise here this year, and I imagine that's going to be a welcome surprise to some teachers in the district here that they're going to be getting a raise.
Yeah, we're right now in the tail end of that where the teachers have to decide if they want to ratify, and then the board does the same, and I think ours are aware of that. We're happy to be able to do that with our classified staff as well. Again, all of them so deserving. It's nice to start the school year. I think everybody always has a little bounce in their step, too, to get a pay raise. I mean, I know it's pleasing to me as well.
Yeah, no, it's good news for a lot of people. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk more about the bond resolution at USD 378 when we return on News Radio KMAN.